excuse me, I drove into town, and you're right, there are deer everywhere. We live about 5 miles north on Burlingame Road, and I would advise everybody to keep their eyes out. But just got into the office, and I'm just kind of getting ready for a very busy week.
All right. I know that you have been on the road. You have been, I mean, for years, touting awareness of type 1 diabetes. And so recently, where have your travels taken you?
Well, I'm just kind of getting back out into northeast Kansas. They have not had any of the national bike rides again this year around the country, but that is going to change here soon in November. We're going to be heading out to Tucson the day after match day for Natalie and I will be leaving to do a bike ride out in Tucson, Arizona, and we're very excited about that.
So how has it been on the awareness, type 1 diabetes awareness front, Kent? I know that you do a great job of making sure people are aware, and you do hand out a lot of information, don't you?
Yeah, that's more of a daily thing. I mean, we always carry T-shirts and stuff with us and brochures, and starting to get into a lot more schools now. Just recently, we were able to talk to a group of second graders at Riverside Elementary here in Emporia, and later this week, I had three more school visits up in northeast Kansas. And this being Diabetes Awareness Month, we're going to start putting out our yard signs that have the symptoms of type 1 on it. But we wait till after the election out of respect for everybody that's, you know, got their signs out. And we remind everybody to vote today and thank all those people that are running for office. So you'll be starting to see yard signs around town. Actually, today about 11 o'clock, I get to go up to Emporia State and visit the communications class for the second time that's kind of working with me to help spread awareness. And just any chance I get to talk to kids, I'm always very excited.
Yeah, I know that you're happy to be back on the traveling front again. It was a long year. That COVID year was a long year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a long year for everybody. And, you know, we were able to still do some things, but nothing like we wanted to. So, yeah, the truck's, I'm looking right now, and it's just getting ready to turn 330,000 miles, and it's ready to go anytime.
Ready to go. Still looking sharp, too. By the way,
yeah, I think this Ford F-150 has done a really good job, and we're very proud of it, and a lot of people have seen it around the country, and it's ready to get back out there.
And Kent Schneckenberg of Team Schneck Strong joining us on a primetime newsmaker here this morning. Not only do Kent and Natalie do a wonderful job of raising awareness for type 1 diabetes, but you do a lot of fundraising, too, and you've got match day coming up. Let's talk about the funds you do raise and where that money goes, Kent.
Well, the funds we raise, and match day is very important for us and for all the other organizations, but, you know, we've been able to give each family in the 7-county area up to $1,000 a year for expenses, and, you know, this year we're going to raise it up to $1,500. And we also have, you know, sponsored a lot of scholarships for diabetic camp in the past, and that's going to take place again this year in June. So a lot of our money is going to go to that. We're going to try to do 25 scholarships again this year. And for anybody that's experienced that in this area, it's a wonderful thing. And it's something until you go there and see these kids and see how much fun they have. It's kind of hard to describe.
So what does a diabetes camp entail? What do they do, Kent?
Okay, so it's been up at Rock Springs in Junction City, and this year it's going to be at a camp down by Wichita. But there's 100 kids from Kansas that get to go. And every kid, obviously, in that camp has type 1 diabetes, and all the counselors are also people that live with type 1 diabetes that have gone to the camp and come back to volunteer. And so for 1 week, everybody there basically, you know, lives with the same disease, and they can share information and make friends that they can keep in contact with. And it's just like any other camp. It's just a camp that everybody lives with the disease that attacks their body every day. And so there's a lot of doctors and nurses around. It's a very safe environment. And we get to go 1 day a year, and they have a Team Snack Day. And we get to visit with them and talk to them and just kind of hang with them and just enjoy them being there. And it's a very rewarding experience. And we've had a lot of individuals and businesses that donate, you know, enough money to pay for a scholarship camp. It's $500 for a scholarship. And we're very, very excited about getting back there this year.
Kent, let's talk quickly about type 1 diabetes and what those with it are affected with, what challenges that they have, and what are some of the signs, if they might not be aware they have it, that can come up to be diagnosed?
Yeah, well, I'm sitting here looking at the back of one of the shirts we give out, and, you know, we've given out a lot of shirts around here and all over the country, but It's an autoimmune disease, and it's a disease that you get and you do nothing wrong. It doesn't matter who you are or you know, what your lifestyle is or anything like that. It's just an autoimmune disease that attacks your pancreas and the beta cells in your pancreas, and basically your pancreas quits working, so you have to have insulin to live. But the symptoms are very, very important to know. And, you know, I'm just reading down here, the first five or six are extreme thirst, frequent urination, you know, sudden weight loss, change in appetite, vision changes. A lot of times parents will smell a strong, fruity breath odor on your child. And just basically feeling lousy, lethargic, maybe trouble breathing. If you have, you know, several of these symptoms your child does, I mean, it's very important to get them to a medical doctor, your doctor, or to emergency room as soon as you can, you know, to get a blood sugar test, because it just takes that, you know, to let them know what it is. And if you wait too long, you know, it can be very, very serious. I mean, every day there's 100 to 200 people that are diagnosed with this disease, and there's kids on helicopters being life-flighted, and there's a lot of things that are happening, and basically awareness can stop some of that. And so that's our number one thing, is awareness about the disease, stopping kids from dying, from being undiagnosed or misdiagnosed every year, and just getting them help as soon as you can.
Well, Kent, thanks for all the work that you do. We're going to have Kent on next week with a guest. We'll go more in-depth on type 1 diabetes and the fine work that Team Schnack Strong is doing and has done over the years. So how many years have you been doing this, Kent?
We started in 2014 is when Natalie and I, you know, took our first trip and started doing our first bike rides. And we just can't thank the Emporia community in this area enough and all the people that support us. And, you know, thank KVLE for giving us this forum. Just we're excited about next week. We're going to be on the Talk of Emporia with the father of a newly diagnosed just this year child here in Emporia, and kind of learn about what their life's been like. And we really appreciate all the support we get in this area, and thank you very much.
Well, Kent, if people would like to learn more about type 1 diabetes or Team Schnack Strong to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
I'm pretty easy to find. Look for my truck. Just my cell phone's all over the place, or get a hold of me on Facebook, and I'd be happy to talk to anybody anytime.
Kent, as always, thanks, and thanks for all you do.
Yeah, everybody have a great day, and remember to get out and vote.
Kent Schnackenberg, Team Schnack Strong, talking about this is Diabetes Awareness Month, and Kent, of course, spreading the word about type 1 diabetes. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600, that's 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Tomorrow morning's newsmaker will be chatting with Cheryl Hayes, talking about Gathering on the Trail in Council Grove, coming up this weekend, November 5th through the 7th. KVOE Live and Local 728, 39 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know it can be a stressful process and you're probably putting it off, but you don't have to wait any longer. This is Tanya Gehring from Clint Boyer Autoplex in Emporia. We are your trusted, pressure-free vehicle purchasing experience. We are locally owned, and our friendly and knowledgeable staff will greet you with a smile and get you in the perfect vehicle that fits your lifestyle and budget. Plus, we will give you a sweet granola treat for the ride home. Clint Boyer Autoplex, only in Emporia.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
That city slicker was dead serious when he asked me, "Hey, how long does it take to grow birds after you plant bird seed?" Well, whether you